Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm David Martos, and we're here in the 75th edition of the Mostra di Venezia Festival of Venice, and we're with Jennifer Kent, the director of The Nightingale in Competition. Thank you very much for being with us today.
Thanks, David.
My first question is, of course, about the violence, because you show a really raw violence. Do you think that watching this violence on screen can prevent it in real life?
I think our aim, or my aim with the film, was to show the human cost of violence. So to show a world where we're so anesthetized by cinema violence now. I think that we can go and see a film and care very little about the people in it who die or who are suffering. And I wanted to do the opposite. So I think hopefully it will reach people in a stronger way. That was my intention. Mm-hmm. I think, too, you know, the film is not... the world is violent, but the film itself is about love and compassion and kindness through the characters of Billy and Claire. Mm-hmm. So that was always my focus, was to keep the light in the darkness.
We follow the particular journey of Claire's. I read you are very careful and very thorough with casting process. Mm-hmm. How did you find Aisling, and how did you work with her in order to prepare this real, I mean, I would say difficult character for her?
Yeah, we looked at a lot of young women, and a lot of young women wanted the role. But for me, Aisling embodied what I'd hoped to find in Claire. And I think it's never an intellectual decision, certainly not for me as a director. When you see that person and your skin, you get goosebumps and you feel, this is the one. And there was so much about Aisling that was right. You know, she was Irish and she spoke Gaelic and she's a beautiful singer. And these are all qualities that we really needed in the film. We needed her to sing live. So once I really worked with her, there was no one else for the role.
How do you feel about this vase of you being the only female director in competition? I mean, do you think that there is a female perspective in the making of a film? Does it exist?
Oh, yes. I think for me, my gender doesn't rule me. It doesn't define me entirely, but... Of course, I see things through a feminine perspective, and I think we need more feminine voices. I think I feel confident and hopeful that the tide is turning. I really do. There's so much need for cinema to reflect the whole world and mm-hmm. not just half of the world.
The festival director said that they don't believe in quotas. They don't believe in including women for the sake of being women. Like having three or four, like to say, well, we have three or four women here. Do you think that should be done in order to show the work of women?
I don't believe in quotas either. I would hate to think that I got into a festival because I was a woman. I think that's reverse kind of sexism. We deserve to be here because of our merit. But I think, you know, each part of the filmmaking process has to take responsibility for their choices. Mm-hmm. I believe Venice, from what I understand, is doing that, you know, that they are now realizing the importance of this. I hope so.
Jennifer Kent, director of The Nightingale, thank you very much for being with us today.
Thanks, David.
This is Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio,
24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.